Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hello there, beautiful. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been here before and you're back again for another episode, I am so thrilled to have you back. Always a pleasure. And if you're brand new, never tuned in before, hey, I'm Diane, and I help women heal their relationship to their sensuality, reclaim their pleasure, tap into the incredible creative life force vitality of their sexual energy so they can truly embody the goddess they were born to be. So if that sounds like fun, you are in the right place. So in today's episode, I want to dive in and really share some super simple tips, like five simple tips of how to get your groove back when you feel that feeling of you know you're not in alignment, you feel like you need a reset, you're disconnected from your flow, from your feminine energy, you know, you're not feeling good in your skin. We all go there. It's just the way life happens sometimes, but I want to offer some tips. These are things that I use all the time in my own life to get back right into that that frequency, that vibration of you in alignment at your most radiant and magnetic and powerful self. So let's dive in. So I guess a good place to begin is how do we know when we are cut off from our feminine? What are the red flags? And how do we know when we're blocked from our feminine flow? So I'll just share a few of my red flags here. Maybe they'll resonate with you. I usually feel a lot less playful and a lot less in my sensuality. So I'm not really feeling a lot of pleasure in my system, in my body. I am not really noticing the world around me in terms of really drinking in, taking in the beauty. I notice that I don't really taste my food. I kind of just scarf it down, not taking time to smell the roses, I guess you could say, but really not taking time to get into appreciation. I don't really appreciate things. I get more in that hard drive of go, go, go. And that's one of my red flags. It's like less sensual, less playful, and not able to really see and appreciate the beauty around me. Another red flag for me is that I feel really rushed. I feel like I have no time. Everything should have been done yesterday. And I feel a lot of pressure in terms of like, everything is just too much, which leads to feeling some anxiety, right? And, you know, stress and just feeling that, again, that pushing energy that I need to do more, that I should do more. If I'm shooting on myself, that's another red flag, right? When we should on ourselves, that's a good time to pause and say, ooh, what's going on here, right? Another major red flag for me is that I feel cut off from my creativity. I can't find the inspiration. I can't find the inspo. And I go into this mode of thinking that I need to motivate myself, that there's something wrong with me, that I have to make myself do something that I don't want to do, that the juice isn't there for. Now, let's face it, in life, sometimes there are those situations where we got to rely on that motivation. However, when we do it chronically, when we're always feeling like we have to motivate ourselves, it's exhausting and it's going to keep us in that chronic disconnect from our feminine, the chronic disconnect from our creativity, our juiciness, and what I feel like is all the fun in life. So if any or maybe all of those red flags resonated with you, I think you'll find these five tips really useful. So I'll give really simple suggestions here and also in some cases opportunities for you to take it deeper because that's just how we roll here. So tip number one is to get really good at saying no. And I know how challenging this can be. I get it. Capital N-O, the sacred no. This is going to safeguard your time, your energy, and really give you the spaciousness and permission that's required for your feminine to come online, to really flow, for that energy to flow through you, inform you, guide you even. And I, again, know how hard this can be. I think women are really conditioned to believe that we have to respond to everybody, that we have to give everybody access to us, that we have to always be on call, that we don't really have, you know, the right to say no, but this is essential, right, for your feminine to really flow. If we don't get good at saying no, we're going to be run rampant. We're going to be run into the ground, and that just produces resentment. I was totally there before I started doing this embodiment work, right? And here's the good news. Once you really step into embodying your inner goddess energy with more pleasure, and you know all the things we talk about on this podcast, saying no is going to become so much easier for you. I see this all the time in my clients. They just get more confident. This embodied no feels so good to them and usually feels good to other people. When we are really in alignment and connected to our desires, the people who are, you know, worthy to be in our lives will celebrate and honor our boundaries and our no's and really respect them, right? And it takes time to sort all that out, but you can really get good at it by just getting in alignment with what you really want and realize that your time is finite, that you really want to, you know, create some space for you to have some spaciousness. This is so important. And some phrases that have worked really well for myself and my clients are things like, that sounds like so much fun, but my dance card is full right now, or my plate is really full right now. You don't even have to go into details of excuses, but just keep it really simple. And, you know that sounds like a wonderful opportunity, but I'm not available for that. And, or I just don't have the capacity for that. And really, you'll come up with your own language. But what I want you to do is to get in alignment with your desires to create more spaciousness in your life and really be honest with yourself. What, you know, activities or what people are really draining you, and where can you bring more of that no into your life so that you can again reclaim your life force, your energy as the treasure that it is. So tip number two is to feel your feelings. Now, I know this sounds so basic, so obvious, but I know we can go through a whole day. I know I've done this without really feeling what we're feeling, right? We just go, go, go. And we numb out. We just ignore how we feel, ignore emotions that pop up, shut them down. And we also ignore our body's needs. So I highly recommend taking breaks throughout your day, maybe 30 seconds, maybe a minute, taking a hand to the heart and just your heart and just saying, wow, how am I feeling? What emotions are present? And what do I need right now? You know, maybe I need a snack. I may feel like low blood sugar. Maybe I need to pee and I haven't really hit the bathroom in an hour or two. So you just want to get really good at that. This is, I know, so simple, and yet it could really be life-changing if you just honor how you feel and honor your body. These are so deeply feminine needs that we often just, you know, ride over and just ignore. So the more you can bring gentle attention to that on the regular basis, I think you'll feel really different. So tip number three is to move your body. Now, I'm a big believer in sensual movement or non-linear movement. Reason being that it awakens our fascia. It literally awakens the intelligence of our body. It helps to move toxins out of the body, like stress hormones and things like that, or extra estrogen or whatever's going on in your system, coming into some non-linear or sensual movement even for a minute or two, can really, really help you feel a shift, really shift your state of being, let's say. And when we wake up the fascia like this, it does an incredible job at down-regulating our nervous system, right? Getting us out of fight or flight and into the flow. It also awakens our chi, our prana, where we feel that buzz of energy more alive in our body. And again, it helps to aid the lymphatic system in draining toxins. So a lot of bang for your buck here. Definitely put on some music, and I've got a whole library of music on Spotify. I'll make sure I link my Spotify profile in the show notes if you want some inspo there. But just putting on some music that moves you and just moving is incredible. Hip circles, figure eights with your hips, rolling out those shoulders, just moving, I like to say, into your curves, right? Moving in to the body and really stretching into your skin. That's going to really wake up your fascia. You want to think of wearing like an extra skin or a bodysuit that you're stretching into. And that's going to, again, really create that shift for you. You'll feel that energy come back and start really getting more into your flow. And if you want to go deeper with that, you want some guidance, you want some more information, and even learn some of the real basic anatomy keys that can really unlock your pelvis, because many of us are going through life with pelvic lockdown, which really shuts down our feminine. I have a free 3-part masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess, that you get access to if you join the waitlist for my group program. So the link for that is in the show notes. Joining the waitlist for the Vital Goddess Mastermind will bring you right in to Unleash Your Inner Goddess. And as part of that 3-part masterclass, you'll get a whole tutorial on sensual movement and how this can really benefit you massively. So tip number 4, go on a love rampage. And this is something I do every day. It's so simple, so much fun, and it will definitely bring you more into your feminine flow. So what is this love rampage? Well, I got this idea from Abraham Hicks or Esther Hicks, and their teachings are around the law of attraction and manifestation. And this is a really simple process to bring you into a deeper state of appreciation or gratitude, which will definitely bring you more into your feminine flow. So the way I do it, I like to call it a love rampage. I usually take a segment of my day or a time in my day. Usually it's when I'm driving to yoga class, which is about a 15-20 minute drive for me. You can also do this on a morning walk, but you basically just set the intention that you're going to notice everything that you love and not just think about it, but feel it. Feel the love in your body. So this could be like, oh, I love that wildflower, that little tiny wildflower over there. Oh my God, I'm going to let myself love it. Feel the love, right? Or I just love that cat, that neighbor's cat. She's so cute and she always comes by, you know, when I'm passing by. It's, you know, just feeling that in your body, or noticing a tree, or even your neighbor's car. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be from nature. It could be anything that appeals to you. Let it be specific and let yourself feel it. What you want to do is have that vibration, that frequency come alive in your body. And at the end of 15 minutes, you're going to feel like a whole new woman, I promise you. This really is powerful. And it can really set the tone of your day if you do it first thing in the morning. Say again, if you go for a morning run or a walk and just notice what you love. And something that's really important to understand about the feminine in all of us is that feminine energy thrives, blossoms under appreciation and approval, and it collapses or shuts down with disapproval. So if we're going through our day noticing everything that's wrong, everything that needs to be fixed, everything that we feel like we need to control that we actually probably ultimately don't have any control over, then we are shutting down our feminine. We're going to feel more depleted, more exhausted, more resentful. However, if we try to flip it into more of approval, appreciation, and I like to bring in love, like let yourself even go higher with that love, you will really juice up your feminine and it's going to really replenish you, reset you, rejuvenate you from the inside out. You'll feel it. So give that a try. Again, I do it every day and it's been incredible. You can do it several times a day. So easy to do, So much fun. And you could even do this if you have young kids. They would probably love this as well. And last but certainly not least is to get better at receiving. And this is something my clients hear me say all the time, like a broken record. Receive, receive, receive. It really is one of the master keys to unlocking your feminine energy. And let's face it, most modern women are really not so good at this. This takes practice. And of course, I'm talking about just receiving compliments and things like that, but that could be like even too much of an ask for a busy modern woman who hasn't really practiced this. What I would recommend is starting with more of a body-based approach, and more specifically, working with your breath. Now, I have a very specific way of working with breath work that I call Shakti Core breath work. That is a sensual form of breath work that totally supports you into opening your body so that you can receive more pleasure. But you could just start on your own by coming into using your sense of smell, right? Your sense of smell is a powerful portal into your sensuality. It's going to really shift your state quickly if you just allow yourself to receive the pleasure of a scent that you love. Now, this could be your morning coffee, your morning tea, or if you like to work with aromatherapy, this can be amazing. Just again, you want to soften and receive the scent and just let it put you into a swoon. My nickname for this is the swoon breath. It's part one of a whole breathwork journey that I bring women on. But just starting there is amazing. It's going to just breathe pleasure into your brain, which is going to shift you out of stress mode. It's going to shift you out of that go mode and more into that receptive space. It's going to shift you out of problem solving mode and the critical mind and more into the intuitive and the magical, mystical mind, I like to say. You literally are switching from left brain to right brain when you do this, and you're awakening your third eye and decalcifying that as well. So just breathing pleasure into your brain. It's incredible what that can do. It really helps to, again, harmonize your hormones as well. We have our pineal gland and pituitary gland there, master glands of the endocrine system. So there's so much benefit to that. I don't want to get too much into the whys of it. I just want you to do it. So just breathing in, again, this could be flowers, scent of a rose, whatever, but literally stop and smell the flowers. Breathe it in and let yourself receive and do it as a practice, right? Not just once in a while. But really weave this in, fold it into your everyday life. Just pause and breathe in. It doesn't take long at all. Even 30 seconds, you can really feel that shift and you can get better and better at it. So if any of that really resonated, if you want to take this deeper, I would definitely hop in onto the waitlist for my signature group program. It's totally free. And then you'll get a 3-part masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess. The first part of that is an activation, a meditation for you to really activate, connect with that part of you that knows pleasure, your inner goddess energy. I know she's in there. And then we go into sensual movement. As I said earlier, you'll get all the basics of that, and it'll really serve you massively on creating more of that feminine flow through sensual movement. And there's also a section, the third part is on sensual breath work, where I go into the basics and the whys and the hows and how we do it in these containers. All right, my love, that's all for this episode. I will catch you next time. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikor.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.